Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Simcha ben Nechagetel, Shmuel Alexander ben Nechagetel, Rav Hanach Mordechai ben Frida Simcha, and Rav Shimon ben Yehudis. Tosis writes in Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, the Gabay Matna Shchiv Meira, that if the person who receives this Matna Shchiv Meira, this gift given in the throes of death, and then he dies before the Shchiv Meira actually dies, then the gift goes to his Yorshim, even if his Yorshim weren't yet around. Why is that? Tosfos says because Mishas HaNasina was already given to the Shchiv Meira. It was already given by the Shchiv Meira to this person. And the Rush and the Tor agree with this. The Rush explains because the gift is Lamafreya. That a Matna Shchiv Meira is Lamafreya. So even if before the Shchiv Meira dies, the person who gives the gift to dies, it's Lo Meshaneh. Why is it Lo Meshaneh? Because the gift already takes effect earlier, when the beneficiary was still alive, because the gift is l'mafreya. And we have a yesod for the sheet of Tosis and the Rush from Yerushalmi and Peah, Paragimel, Halacha Zayin, as Reb Chaim brings down, that if a person writes b'matna shchiv meira, that he's giving it a gift to one person, and then he changes his mind and he wants to give it to a second person, Rav says he can't change his mind, or Rav Rachuna says he can change his mind. So the Gemara says, what do you do if there's an eved involved? Can he eat shruma, else being the property of a kohen or not? So the Gemara says that if the first person, the nosein, was a kohen, and the first beneficiary was also a kohen, and the second one was a Yisrael, according to Rabbi, he can eat shruma because mamanafshach. Either he belongs to the... If the shruma gets better, he belonged to him all along, and therefore he belonged to a kohen. And if he doesn't get better, then who did he belong to all along? He belonged to the first beneficiary all along, who was also a kohen. And according to Rav Abba Bar Chuna, no, he can eat shruma, because maybe he'll die, and then since he belongs to the second beneficiary, who's the Yisrael, then it turns out that he belonged to him all along. So in the meantime, he can't eat shruma. And they agree that if the first master was a Yisrael, if the person giving the gift was a Yisrael, he can eat because maybe he'll get better, and then he would have, and then there's no gift to anybody, and he belonged to Yisrael all along. But you see, I'll kopana from this Gemara that the gift is retroactive, because according to Rav, he can eat because maybe he belonged to the first beneficiary all along, to a kohen. When according to Rav Chuna, he can't because maybe he belonged to the second beneficiary all along, the Yisrael. It happens even retroactively, even before the guy dies. That's why there's a machlokas if you can eat shruma before the person dies. So you see that the gift of the shchiv meira is retroactive. So writes the Tosis Rid. However, this is nistar l'chora from a number of places. Number one, we have a Tosis in Gidna Daf Tesam and Aleph who asks from that shchiv meira who writes all of his nechasim to his eved, he goes l'cheirus and he can marry a bas chorin. So for Tosis, I don't understand. Man shchiv meira, he's only kona lachar misa, ain't get lachar misa. So how's this guy kona himself? Ain't get lachar misa. But according to our Tosis, it's not a problem. He's Ochel Mafreya, so what's Pshat? And the Divrei Amos was already omed on this, and Dina Kinyan and Simon Gimel. Ayin Bach Yezer B'chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Gimel Os Hei. So in the Divrei Amos, he also explains the Mordechai in Gitna, Ayin Zayman Beis, that says there that if a Shchiv Meira wants to give a get to his wife, and Rabbi told her to make a Kinyan on the get before the guy dies. Frak the Mordechai, why does she need to make a Kinyan? Divrei Shchiv Meira Kesud Mechsurim Tami. The kasha and the Mordechai is, what do you mean divrei shchiv meira k'sumah k'sumah dami? Ain't get lachar misa. Of course she has to make a kinyan now. The answer is the Mordechai is learning like our Tosis. That's k'sumah k'sumah before the death, so it's already retroactive. It's retroactive. But that doesn't stem with the Tosis in Nandav Tes, that it's not retroactive, that it's mitad achar misa. He says ain't get lachar misa. And therefore, shchiv meira shekosev kol nechasev lavdo shouldn't work because they ain't get lachar misa. In the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Ketzel Springs, Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, is talking there about somebody who says, my property should go to you, my property should go to you and after you to so and so. and the first beneficiary went and sold the property and consumed the money. Machlokas, according to Rav, the second beneficiary can extract the property from the purchasers. Hasheni motzi miad lekuchos. It's Rebbe. And Rashbag, Rishim Gamliel, holds no. He only gets what the first person left for him. So when he writes, Nechasei lechov acharecha leploni, does the first guy have the right to sell it? According to Rav, yes. According to Rishim Gamliel, according to Rav, no. And according to Rishim Gamliel, yes. But Rishim Gamliel is modes, is the Gemara, that if he gives it, the first beneficiary gave the property away by means of a gift of a seriously ill person, shimnatna b'mantas shchiv meira, lo asa klum, he's accomplished nothing. And the second beneficiary receives the property when the first one dies. Why? My taima? Because Abai explains, b'mantas shchiv meira lo kana lachar misa, the recipient of the gift of a seriously ill person is only after the death of the person giving the gift. And by that time, the beneficiary of the original donor's clause of after you has already proceeded. Now Rashbam explains that when a Shechiv Merah gives a gift, he means after he dies. But when the donor says, after you, the property should go to so-and-so, he wants it to go at the moment of the first beneficiary's death. So this acharecha already preceded him, because he got it at the moment of the death, whereas the person who was the beneficiary of the matnas shchiv merah only got it after his death. But the kashi is, what are you talking about? Matnas shchiv merah is the mafreya. So it was before he died b'chlal. Now it turns out that the beneficiary got the gift. So how do you say kodmo acharecha? The person who's supposed to come next got it. No, he didn't. The first recipient wrote a matnas shchiv merah, and whoever wrote the matnas shchiv merah gets it. Acharecha never comes into the picture, because acharecha is only at the moment he dies. But the person who received the matnas shchiv merah already gets it from his lifetime. According to our Tosis. So that is our Tosis shtim with the Gemara. Or Sameach, Perak Tes, Melchus Zechia. Halachot Gimel writes from the Gemara in Ksubis, in Hamad Beis, that Manash Chimra, that there's a Kenyan written in it. Shmuel says, Lo Eidana Ma'idun, but I don't know how to judge this. Because maybe he only wants to give it to him with a shtar, and ain't shtar lachar misa. Rashi says the shar shchiv merah ain't okona mechayim, shein dati liten klum el lachar misa, kevin the misu lo matzi aknuyim midi to lesa likne niele. The shtar shchiv merah isn't okona mechayim only after misa, and after misa there's no one around. But the shisa atos zarosh ma baya, it's lamafreya. So he wants it to be frakdor samech. He's giving the shtar that lamafreya, the person should be koned from when he was still alive. It's not lachar misa. Another kasha. The Rambam writes, Perek Tes Zechia, Umatana. Halacha Yud Gimel Yud Dalet Shchiv Merah Shekasev Kol Nechasev Lecha Dvar Mahalei Nirotze Bem Lo Kana Shakak Shaltak Vachakas Tzavach Kana. The Shchiv Merah writes all of his nechasim to somebody, and he says, I don't want it. He's not kone, but if he's silent, then afterwards he cries out, I don't want it, he's kone. Because Devrei Shchiv Merah Kesuv Mechsurim Dani, and once he's shosek, he can no longer retract. So Sachoshin asks, why can't he retract? Manas Shchiv Merah is only Lachar Misa. So he answers that the Rambam is like the Tosis in the Rush, that Lachar Shemesik Loi Lamafreya, that it's Mishan Samatana. Because of this, the Makabel can't retract, because he was already Koine Techef Im Yomus. It's too late. The Or Sameach says that Midivrei Rambam in the 10th parak of Zechi, Halacha Yud Beis, it's mashma that he holds like the sheet of Tosis in the Rush. Because he writes, Shchim Rosh Hanasa Matana Le'echad, etc. V'halach Matzor Shemes, Im Kaimai B'shas Nosan Lo Shchiv Merah, Yinot Nili Arshem Mishin Eshtalchul Lo Shdivrei Shchim Rosh Ksuv Mechsurim Damam. Ksuv Mechsurim Heim. V'im Lo Haya Kaim, Yachzur Li Arshem Mishalech Shein Kinyan Ames. So you see here, it's mashma Le'hedya, that he's coming Mitzad Matna Shchiv Merah. He says here, we're talking about a man Shchiv Merah, and if the guy was alive, the recipient was alive at the time of the death, at the time of the gift, then even if he dies before the Shchiv Merah, he still gets the death, he still gets the gift. But then he asks, if that's true, if it's the Mafreya, why if Shatzak, Vachach, Tzavach, why is he Kone? You're right, he can't retract, but let at least be Hefker, like the Rambam Paskins. That a guy can say after he gets a matan, he doesn't want it, it's hefker, so why here can't it be hefker? He was already zocher mechayim, and let him be mafker mechayim. So he says, no, that since the nosen can still retract as long as he's alive, shekach tiknu shelot tarv daitos, he doesn't go nuts. So if so, it's like einu b'shuso shelam akabel, and he doesn't have the power to be mafker. So mir tashem v'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to present the mahalach that is different than the Or Sameachs. And I'm hoping, Amir Tashem, that we're going to continue and see the flaws of Mitaris Hashem in this sugya. And in the meantime, give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha lil modu l'lamed lishma v'lasos, or l'kaim is called divrei salma tarasu b'ahavo, and give us ourselves a shtark bracha that we should have the moach and the koach and the simchas chayim and the financial means to continue this shir and to see huge yisodos in Kinyanim, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, etc., etc. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.